Good morning, everybody. Oh boy, right out of the gate, my voice. You are here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. And I am doing this show this morning from my bathroom, once again, because there's just way too much noise going on outside right now. So it is quiet in here, and let's hope it stays that way. Hopefully no earthquakes, no natural disasters of any kind. No disasters of any kind. Let's put it that way. It is May 5th, 2025. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Happy Portal Day. I actually forgot it was Cinco de Mayo, but I remembered the portal because that's just where my mind goes. And then if I mute for a second, it's only me clearing my throat. But I'm so happy that you're all here with me today. And I look forward to answering any questions you may have or giving you guidance if you might need some. I am a human design projector. If you know what that means that I'm a natural guide. And that's why I'm here. My mission on Earth is to help others by guiding them in the ways that are best for them that most people tend not to see. Excuse me one second. I need to clear my throat again. So that is my purpose. That is my mission, like I said, my vocation. I'm also a spiritual psychology practitioner and was trained over at the University of Santa Monica up in beautiful Santa Monica, California. And I had some wonderful teachers there. And what I want to do right now is invite you over to the Facebook page. And wait, how you do that is, sorry guys, I'm really kind of struggling here with my throat. Excuse me. This issue that I've been having, it seems to be getting, I want to say it seems to be getting better in some ways. Because it does, but it's just still affecting me, unfortunately, up till now. And just really has not wanted to clear. I have gone back to another doctor who has given me another medication that will hopefully clear this. When I'm finished with it, I'm still on it right now. But who knows? I really have no idea what's going on. But I'm doing the best I can. I'm going to have some water because it's challenging to try and do a radio show when you have to keep clearing your throat. So join me in the Facebook chat, and that way maybe I can help you out in some way. If you have any questions for me or if something is, you know, something you just want to bounce off me, if you're just, you know, pondering something, doesn't have to be an earth-shattering question. But if it is, earth-shattering questions are welcome as well. It could just be something simple, you know, something going on for you that, you know, maybe you need a different perspective about. So come join me in the Facebook chat. Go to your device or your computer and go to 12radio.com. Excuse me. And that will take you to a black background page with some options. One of those options is chat. So hit chat, and that'll take you right over into the Facebook page, where if you scroll down just slightly, you will see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And as I come into the chat, if you've never been here before, then you can join the group and my lovely producer, Serena, will let you in. And then you can join the group and start chatting with us. So let's see who's here. Hey, Renee. Good to see you. Edward. Hey, Edward. He says, blessed morning, Lori love. Blessed morning to you too, Edward. And Suzanne is here. Excuse me. She said, looking forward to the show today. Thanks, Suzanne. I appreciate that. I will try not to go mute because of my voice. Because obviously you can hear it sounds like I'm dragging it over rocks at the moment. That's what it feels like too, honestly. Just about. Edward says, yeah. Excuse me one second. I'm so sorry, guys. Okay, so Edward says, that last earthquake was a mortal reminder. Yeah, right? It really was. Edward says, I wasn't here in the chat last week as I was tending to a neighbor for the past couple weeks. But between her and the thought of the earthquake, I wonder. Although I didn't really worry about the earthquake, I wonder if I should think more about preparation for the dire. Okay. Or should I just go with the flow and act accordingly? If things are somewhat destined to be, how much should I prepare for others and for myself? What do I do when I have few resources? Okay. So I don't, you know, I used to say, I said it to my daughter and she has, when she was talking to me, which she's still in a corner. But when we were talking, which hopefully again will be soon. Excuse me. I used to always say to her, "Hope for the best, but prepare." Excuse me. Hope for the best, but prepare for the worst, or prepare for the worst, but hope for the best. I don't quite say that just like that anymore, although I like to prepare in some ways, you know. I like to have like a money cushion of some sort. I like to have extras of things I use a lot. I like to stock up. If you've seen my apartment, you know that I like to stock up on the things that I use a lot of so that I don't run out. So I do believe in being somewhat prepared. However, I say that with a lighter tone nowadays, because I think that if you prepare for something really hard, it's almost as if you're expecting it to happen. And I am sure that that is not a good idea. It's not a good idea to ever expect that something's going to happen, because then you bring it to fruition by expecting it. This is why I always say to expect the best from people, from situations. You know, if you're going through something that could go either way, you know, could have a positive or negative outcome, definitely focus on the positive outcome. You know, don't get attached to it, but focus on what you want, not what you don't want. Because it's where your focus lies and what you're focusing on that is more than likely to come true. So the best thing to do is, you know, prepare somewhat just in case the unlikely were to happen, because it is actually unlikely. You know, odds are nothing bad, really earth-shatteringly bad is going to happen. Odds are things are going to work in your favor most of the time. Sorry, guys. My thumbs are just all over the place and hitting the wrong buttons today. So I hope you heard what I said. What was I saying? I feel like it's always better to focus on what you want. So prepare, you know, prepare for something that, you know, could possibly happen, but don't prepare as if it's going to happen for sure. So you see the difference there? The difference is like, you know, your where your focus is and how strongly you're focusing on something. If you're like, okay, well, this could be a possibility, you know, in some timeline that I might not want. So maybe I'll gather a few things, you know, I'll prepare myself just in case. But, you know, you really don't focus on it happening because you really don't believe that it's going to happen. You believe you're going to be okay. But you have these things just in case because you know, maybe you might need them anyway, even if the worst didn't happen, right? So you just kind of lightly prepare, but you don't focus on what you don't want. That's how I think of it. So as far as preparing for the dire, that's as far as I would go with that. Some people, you know, if they have a reason to really feel like they need a bomb shelter or they need a, you know, a 6-month supply of rations, you know, food. Okay, then do that. But if you're going to do it with the intention that this is just, you know, just in case, and it's probably not going to happen. I'm probably not going to need it, but it's here if I need it. And if that makes you actually feel better, then that's a good thing, because how you feel is everything. Sorry, I need my thumbs again. How you feel is what's most important, and it's most important that you feel good. If you are feeling good and you are feeling relaxed, those negative instances are less likely to come into your life in the first place. So definitely don't focus on bad things happening. I don't think that's really productive or of any good use. I really don't. And, you know, energetic and spiritual principles back this up. It's not just my opinion. So yeah, maybe like make a little bit of preparation if you can, just in case, and that's it. And then don't worry about it. That's the important thing. Relax, focus on what you want, not what you don't want, and then don't worry about it. I don't think anything is particularly destined to be, you know, except for maybe the fact that we are all going to die someday. That's inevitable. And that's a fact. At least right now, until they figure out how to make us timeless and, you know, in the physical. We're already timeless energetically, but, you know, things like that. Maybe you prepare for that, you know, if you want to, like, write a will or something like that, because you're going to need that someday. But don't focus on it happening, like, tomorrow or anything like that, God forbid. So prepare to a point, but don't go overboard. You know, I really just think that that's a bad idea to go crazy and worry. Because the more you prepare for something, the more energy you're putting into it, and the more you're going to worry about it. So, you know, go to the extent that you feel is comfortable, to a point where you're not, like, frightened and obsessed with it. That's just never a good look. So if you don't have a lot of resources, then just do what you can. You know, everything happens for a reason. And if you're in a position where you don't have a lot of resources at the moment, that's okay. You obviously will, because of cycles of the universe, you will have resources once again. And if you don't right now, then just do whatever you can. And if you can't do a lot, then you can't do a lot, and that's okay. There's a reason why you're in the position you're in. Maybe you don't have a lot of resources, so that, you know, maybe the universe is saying to you, it's not a good idea to go out and invest tons of money into, you know, some sort of long-term food prep or whatever. That seems to be the thing that's coming to mind. So if you can't go out and buy 6 months worth of food, you can't, right? And obviously the universe doesn't want you to do that if it's not giving you the resources to do it. So there's that. If you don't have the ability to do something, you're probably not meant to do it. Because if you were meant to do something, the universe has a very interesting way of providing the ways and means for you to do it. So that's the funny thing. So yeah, I really feel like going with the flow and acting accordingly often is the best course of action, unless indicated otherwise. So that's what I would say to that. And I appreciate that question. That was a very good question. Lots of information and lots of things to think about in there. Pardon me, I need some more water. But it's good to think about how the universe really works when we think about things like this. Because like I said, you're being guided in every moment by spirit, by God. Okay, whatever word you use. You are being guided by the divine, infinite power that created all of us and so much more in this world. That divine power is within and around all of us. It's part of you and everyone. So that infinite power always knows what's best for you. And it's always going to be directing you towards your highest and greatest good, if you allow it. And the way that you allow it is by not resisting where it's trying to direct you. Now, we're human, so naturally, you know, we have resistance sometimes about a lot of things. And it's really important to learn how to get out of resistance and to just breathe and just relax and allow spirit to do the work of shifting that energy so that things can go more smoothly for you. And this is the one thing that we are being asked to do. We are being asked to simply allow the flow of spirit to work through us. Because if we do that, it's going to work so much more beautifully than if we try to orchestrate everything with our little human selves and our little human brains, which frankly are very limited. You know, we're here in these physical human bodies for a while, and we're here to learn certain lessons that we chose to learn before we came here. But we can't learn them effectively if we're always in judgment about things and fighting and pushing against and not letting spirit move through us in the most natural way, because it is who we are. So it's kind of like connect the dots. That's the way I think of it. Like, here we are. We are Christ consciousness. We are spirit in human form. And we're never separated from spirit. But it almost feels like we are when we're in resistance. So you kind of have to connect the dots. And what I mean by that is allow the spirit dot to connect with the you dot. and take out the middleman and just, you know, clear the resistance, clear the judgment. And then the two dots can push, like magically, whoosh, come together. And everything starts flowing better. And this goes for whatever issues and problems you might be having, honestly. Whether you're lacking love, whether you're lacking money, you know, whatever state of lack you might be in, clarity, a job, you know, anything. Sure, that feels really wonky and not great often. I can't imagine having been in some situations myself. I can tell you that it does not feel good not to have what you need or think you're not going to have what you need, more accurately. It doesn't feel good to think you're not going to have what you need. And often we get so scared and so afraid of not getting our needs met that we don't realize that the best thing to do to get our needs met is simply to take ourselves out of resistance and judgment and trust that our needs are going to be met if we just take a step back. Surrendering to spirit is the most powerful thing you can do to get your needs met. Because once you surrender to spirit, you're going to start seeing evidence that spirit is speaking to you, spirit is guiding you, and spirit is working through you to get the energy shifting and get things moving again in a way that's more favorable for you. So let me go back to the Facebook chat and see. I hope that was helpful, Edward. I really do. See who else is in the chat, if you have any other questions for me. I apologize for my throat. I'm doing everything I can that I can possibly think of. Okay. Edward says, so definitely don't obsess about preparation, but passively be ready to tackle whatever challenges come my way. So I want to say that if you have a challenge that comes your way, that's when spirit usually gives you the ability to tackle it. It's more an in-the-moment kind of thing sometimes. That's why I say prepare lightly, but don't obsess. Because when you need to know how to do something, that's often when the way appears. Like at the moment, you need that knowledge. I wouldn't say passive exactly, but in a more relaxed way. Like be aware. Don't be passive, be aware. And be, you know, aware enough that you also realize that it's not yours to do it by yourself. Spirit's always got your back. So whatever challenges come your way, Spirit's got a way for you to tackle those challenges. And like I said, sometimes and most often, the way doesn't come until you actually need the help and the information that would solve the problem. And I kind of love that because it really takes you off the hook so that you don't have to make yourself crazy with worry about, you know, things that might happen and how you're going to take care of them. It really doesn't. And if a way doesn't come for you to solve a problem, it may not be yours to solve. We don't like to hear that sometimes, other times we do. But often those of us, like you, Edward, who feel, and it's part of your design, actually, it's part of your human design. We feel in our most functional and in our highest power when we are serving others. And I know that about you. That truly is part of how you are made as a human, how you are designed. It's right there in your human design chart. And it's very clear. So that's a part of who you are. But I also want to say that you don't need to obsess about it. But if something is yours to do, you'll know. You'll be given a way to do it. So many things may be yours to tackle, but there will be some things that probably are not. So it's important to be able to discern that not every, I'll say, challenge that comes your way is yours to fix. A lot of them will be. Yeah, because that's who you are. But some won't. So it's important to really feel into your body. And when I say that, I do mean that energetically, but literally energetically, because you're a sacral being. You operate from your gut. And you want to listen to your gut. You know, if something is making you feel good to do it, if it makes you feel good to help someone, then you should. But if a challenge comes your way and you're like, I have no freaking clue how to deal with this, and no answers are coming, that's a time when it may or may not be yours to tackle. Those are the times when, if you can't clearly see an answer, you want to just remain open. You say to spirit, you're like, I'm open to whatever information, I'm open to whatever inspiration you want to give me, spirit. I'm ready to serve. And then just be aware of, you know, what you might see on a billboard, maybe, or what, you know, someone you talk to might say to you. There are clues everywhere when you really are receiving answers from spirit. Spirit talks in many ways. Spiritual communication never looks like just one thing. It's not always a, you know, thunderbolt from heaven. It's often just like a thought you never had before, or like an instinct to do something and you don't know why, but you're like, oh, I think I need to go do that. Or you just hear, you might even hear something or see something that spurs you to action. And those are all signs from spirit. So just be aware. You will be guided if you allow yourself to be. I promise you that. And if, like I said, if you're not being guided, then be still. So I hope that helps. I appreciate the question, and I'm happy to clarify if you need more clarification. Okay. Ryan. Hey, Ryan. He says, hi, Lori. When I tell someone in my life about you, I identify you as a certified spiritual psychology practitioner, a mentor, a piercing projector to my manifestor. I love that. Thanks, Ryan. So Ryan goes on to say, this question is primarily for the collective. Okay. Can you and spirit provide some insight as to how manifesting generators, and unicorn reflectors come to invite you and other projectors? That is a great question. Okay. So we're going into the human design realm here, and some of my audience may not be that familiar with it, although I think most of us are. So I will give a little bit of background before I answer the rest of the question. Human design is a system that was brought into being a long time ago. And it basically is comprised of five types of people. And everyone is one of those five types. And it is extremely accurate. It was downloaded by a man named Ra, who channeled this information. It's extremely intricate and explicit and accurate and just really amazing. I've been studying it for a few years now. And the human design system is meant to tell you how you operate best as a human. And they call it an experiment. They always say, you know, try it out and see what happens. And that honestly is what I've done. And I can't say anything bad about it because it's all been so accurate for me and everyone else I talk to. So I am a huge advocate of human design. And so what Ryan was just saying about the manifesting generators, the generators, the reflectors, projectors, and manifestors, those are the five types. So Ryan goes on to say, manifestors are designed to initiate. So it was your design, Ryan, to seek me out and invite me to guide you starting last spring. Okay. Yes. Ryan goes on to say the strategies for generators are to respond. The strategies for manifesting generators are to respond and inform. For reflectors, the strategy is to wait to make a decision for an entire lunar cycle, which is a long time. The strategy for a projector is to wait for the invitation. And the strategy, did I miss somebody? Yeah. The strategy for a manifestor, obviously, is to inform and initiate. Okay, so this would seem to indicate that these energy types are supposed to wait in a similar fashion as your projector strategy of waiting for an invitation. Okay, I see what you're saying. Would these other energy types be operating in their not self and not according to their design when reaching out to you and other projectors then? Oh, okay. Good question. okay, first of all, I will say, no, absolutely not. You're not operating in your not self. Quite the opposite, actually, because projectors are here to guide. That's literally why we're here. So I want to say we're mainly here for the generator types. However, obviously, you're a manifester. And projectors have guidance to give anyone who offers a proper invitation. So if you're a manifester or a reflector, or even another projector, and you are inviting me to guide you, and it's a proper invitation, first there is obviously recognition, and then there's the invitation, and both are important. But if you're inviting me, and I feel that it's resonant for me to guide you, then absolutely, it's totally, totally fine. Nothing wrong with it at all. It's definitely not your not self. It's a great question because I've actually thought about it myself. A manifestor coming to a projector for guidance. So that's an initiation of sorts. Okay. You're initiating the invitation. So you're in your design. You're not self. you're not self. You're definitely in your design when you are initiating an invitation and putting it out. Okay. And you actually say that here. So yeah, so that's true. the strategy for the generators, the generator types, the manifesting generators and generators, yes, their strategy is definitely to respond. So what they are needing to respond to is anything really that points them in my direction as a projector. It could be something someone else says. It could be something they see or hear. It could be something they read, or it could be, you know, my energy. I've had people, I mean, this is why how I'm designed. Projectors are designed to magnetize invitations. We don't just sit around waiting for people to like invite us. We magnetize the proper energy from the proper people because we can help them. And we know it and they know it. So it's a very aligned invitation. So in the generator response, they could just be responding to the pull of the generator's aura. That's a response. I mean, you either respond to my aura in one of two ways. It's either not for you because it's very penetrative and you don't want to be penetrated, so you're not going to respond favorably, or you're going to feel my projector aura penetrating you and magnetizing you, and it's going to feel good. It's going to feel really good. And that's how you know, as a generator, that you want to respond. So that's how that works. I'm just reading through your question. Okay, reflectors can do whatever the hell they want. They are. Because they're just feeling everybody all the time. And often they feel confusion and they need help too. So projectors are here for that, you know? I know a couple of reflectors. They can get overwhelmed, and sometimes they really just want someone who can see clearly, and that's where the projector comes in. So yeah, no, it's totally, everybody is in their design if they feel that it's aligned to invite a projector to guide them, everybody. I'm still reading your question. Yeah, but I think that kind of answers it. I hope that does. Manifestors, the generator types, and the reflectors, and even other projectors. Because some projectors aren't fully living their design yet, and often they still need help, you know? I wasn't living my design for a very long time. I mean, I was in a lot of ways very naturally, because I knew what felt right and what didn't. Like, for instance, when I didn't know about the fact that I needed to wait for an invitation, and I didn't know about the fact that my energy magnetized and I didn't have to go pull people into my energy. My energy pulls the right people in, and my energy will penetrate. When I didn't know all of that, I wasn't living my design in some ways. Other ways I was, like I said, very naturally. But in some ways, I would penetrate people when they didn't want to be penetrated. And that doesn't feel very good. And I always got a bad reaction, and I never knew why. I'm like, I'm just trying to help you. And they'd be like, screaming and hollering. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to put you on hold. 1 second. Okay, sorry about that. But yeah, it doesn't really feel good if you're not inviting a projector. If the projector energy is unwanted, it can feel really terrible. It can feel like you're being invaded. And nobody wants to be invaded unnecessarily and when they don't want it. because it's an imposition. It feels invasive. But yeah, to answer your question, no, everybody's still in their design when they are inviting a projector, as long as, like I said, they feel called and aligned to do the inviting and to put out the invitation and to recognize the projector for what that projector could do for them. Yeah. So I hope that helps. Let me know how that lands for you, Ryan. Okay. Hey, Quelly. Good to see you. She says, Grand Rising Lord. Okay, let me... these are great questions today, guys. And all from the guys. I love it. It's fabulous. Okay. Let me go back to the Facebook chat. And let me see if there are any more of you in here. Or if you're all just so mesmerized by what I'm saying that I have put you into a hypnotic trance. Okay. But I hope that was helpful for everyone. Human design is one of my favorite things in the whole wide world because it has explained so much of why my life works the way it does, how things have transpired. And since the projectors are, we've only been here for like, I think a couple hundred years, maybe a little more than that. But the other four types were here long before us. The projectors were only brought in very recently. So we are fairly new compared to the rest of y'all. And the reason we were brought in is because the world is shifting and the energy is shifting and we have some pretty serious work to do. And projectors are really good at guiding and noticing patterns, seeing how things could work better and helping other people in all of those respects and a lot more. Because generators aren't built to do that, and neither are manifestors and reflectors. You guys are built to do other things that are very important also, because projectors aren't made, they always say projectors aren't built to work, to do the heavy lifting. We're not. We're the foreman on the job. It's like, we're the foreman. We see what needs to be done. We tell the generators and manifesting generators how to do it better. That's our role. And the manifestors, very important also, because everybody's very important. Manifestors are the ones who like think of the job in the first place. It's like, gee, let's do this. Manifestors, that's what they do. So you need somebody to like think of a thing before it gets done, right? So they initiate it. They grab the projector to help guide everybody on the best way to do it. And the generators come in to do the work, and the reflectors oversee things and reflect how everything is going. So it's kind of funny. I always kind of feel like the reflectors see a lot, kind of like the projectors, but in a different way. They're more here to reflect rather than guide. Projectors don't necessarily reflect. We do the guiding. The reflectors do the reflecting. It's just easier that way. So let's see what time it is. Okay, we have a few more minutes. I don't see any more questions. But I am so glad. I hope that this has been of some help. And if anybody needs help, I'll just say it. I can help. If you feel called to work with me, I am open to that invitation. And I will feel into it and let you know if it's aligned. And chances are, if you feel strongly about working with someone like me, it's probably aligned. Because you probably wouldn't feel that way if it weren't. But I just love human design because it has helped me in my life. It helped me stop doing the things that weren't working, like giving unsolicited advice to people who aren't ready to hear it. A projector's energy is very precious, and I'm not just saying that because I'm a projector, but it says this everywhere in every human design teaching. Projectors don't have an energy center. Some of us have motor centers, which can be helpful, but we don't have an energy center like the generator types. The generator types have energy centers. So they can work all day long if they want to on something that they love and not get tired of it and have the energy to do it and finish it. And then later in the day, you know, when it's late, they fall into bed exhausted and they feel good. Whereas projectors were not given that kind of energy. We just can do like, you know, one, maybe two, maybe three. That's pushing it. Major things in a day. But a lot of us need naps. And those of us who don't need naps so much still need a very good amount of sleep in order to recharge our energy. And oftentimes, if we're hanging out with generator types, we're feeding off their energy. We can't help it. It's not like we're a leech. It's just that that's how the energy design of everyone works. Generators have a very widely enveloping aura. So when they're in the room, if a generator is in the room and a generator feels good, everybody's going to feel that, especially the projector, because the projector is going to take that energy and run with it. Like it's their own, which it's not. So this is actually kind of to their detriment sometimes, because once the generators leave, the projector still feels that energy for a little while. So I might think it's mine and I might get a second wind at like 6 o'clock at night and start cleaning the house. But I have to remember that that's probably not my energy. So I need to start winding down. And if I don't start winding down right around like when the sun goes down, I am going to all of a sudden feel like I cannot function. And that's really important to not let myself get to that point. Because if I do, it's not going to be good for anybody, especially not me. Because then I will not have the energy to do much of anything, guide or take a shower or anything. I will pretty much just have to like go horizontal for the rest of the day. Although at one point in my human design journey, when that was happening very profoundly, and I would get taken out, just knocked right down, because I was not understanding completely and misusing my energy. And thinking that the energy I had gleaned from the generators was mine, which it wasn't, that would happen. And I would just like fall down from exhaustion. So I have to be really careful about that. And now I have learned when and where my limits are. And when to say, okay, that's it. That's enough. I'm done. And it goes that way for just about everything in my life. I know when I'm done. I know. And people have looked at me who don't understand that about me. Because sometimes I'll be, you know, interacting with someone and I will fairly abruptly, you know, put an end to our interaction. I try not to do it too abruptly because sometimes that doesn't seem very nice. However, sometimes I don't have a choice and my energy is just like gone. And I need to just say, okay, we need to stop now. So I gotta go. So that's what that's about. It's not ever about, you know, trying to cut someone off or be disrespectful. It's just the way I work. And I highly encourage all of you to study human design, find out what you are, how you work. It will make your life 100 times better. I can guarantee you that. If you just figure out what's actually true for you. Because people will tell you, society is actually geared for the generator types. It's not geared for the non-energy types, like manifestors, reflectors, and projectors especially. It's really geared for the generators. It just is. I mean, manifestors, I think, sometimes have an easier time of it. But even you guys, you know, you have a lot of energy, but you need a lot of rest too. So society wants us all to be generators, and we're just not. Some of us, like me, can't live that way. I never could. That's the part of human design that I always knew. I always knew I couldn't be a generator. I always knew I couldn't do 9 to 5 successfully. Wasn't happening. But I have to make way for Serena coming up next, and then the Fresh 55. And I believe Serena is doing a live stream today on YouTube. Yay. That's exciting. I'm going to watch and listen. And I invite all of you to do the same. So I'm going to sign off for now. I want to thank you all for the great questions. And, you know, even if you're just listening, I'm always happy to have you here. Always. But yeah, I do appreciate those questions very much. I love talking, and I love to have something to talk about. So join me again next week. You've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I love you all so much. Bye, everybody.